Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-transforming message titled Spiritual Blessings, speaking about the blessing of adoption. Today, he speaks about the blessing of our daily bread and what it means. Come along.
So what blessings do children of God have? Let's read Matthew chapter 6. It's the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus tells us that we should see God as Father. We should see ourselves as children. Are you understanding me? You know, Jesus was the only person in the Bible who called God Father. He was the first person to introduce the word Father. Everybody called God God. Even his name, they didn't use to mention it. You know, God's name in Hebrew is YHWH. But in Hebrew, when they are writing, they don't add the vowels. So you must know what the vowels are. So up to now, people supplied the vowels and they had the name Yahweh. So whether it is true or not, when we get to heaven, we will find out whether those are the vowels that are actually in it. Because you can't mention that you say Yahweh or Yahweh. I don't even know how you pronounce it. So they added the vowels to it. Somebody added the vowels and said Yahweh. That same word is the word Jehovah. Why? Because in Hebrew, Y is mentioned as J. Do you understand me? It's written Y, but the pronunciation is J. So in Hebrew, we say Yahweh, but really it's supposed to be as J. So that's why it's also called Jehovah. But when Jesus came, look, even God, you couldn't mention his name at all. He said to Moses, they call me the I am. I am that I am, which means the self-existent one. That's the name Yahweh. And everybody was afraid to mention it. That's why he said, thou shalt not take the name of thy God in vain. So they didn't mention God's name at all. So when Jesus came and said, no, look, don't be afraid of his name. Call him daddy. Call him father. It was like, hey, something supernatural has happened. How? That's why people felt Jesus did not respect. That's why they killed him. Because I think that he doesn't respect. Even God doesn't respect him. So in Matthew 6:9, he talks about if you are adopted, what's some of the relationships? Let's read it, Matthew 6:9. So this is the Lord's Prayer. So he taught the people about knowing God as Father. After this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which art in heaven. He said, apart from your Father on earth, he said, I'm telling you, you have another Father, and this one is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. It means holy is your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come means may your kingdom be manifested to us. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then he goes on to what the Father will do for his children. Give us our daily bread. Put someone say bread. So as you have been adopted, Jesus said the first thing you should expect is what? Your daily bread. Number two, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So the second one is what? Forgiveness. Number three, and lead us not into temptation. Number four, deliver us from evil. Then it says, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So if we are children, listen, these four blessings, they are ours. Put your hands together for Jesus. They are ours. I mean, Jesus said, if you are an adopted, this is there for you. Number one is what? Bread. Number two is what? Forgiveness. Number three lead us not into temptation. Number four, deliver us from evil. These are four spiritual blessings that the adopted children of God must ask for, demand it, experience it, pray for it, and manifest in their lives. That's why it's a blessing to be a child. My children expect certain things from me. They expect pocket money, they expect food, they expect clothes, they expect money to make calls. They always come and ask me for money for all kinds of things. So what should we also be expecting from our Heavenly Father? Jesus lists four things here. He says, expect these things. Let's take them one by one. Bread. Take somebody bread. What is bread? I'll give you three probable definitions. Number one, it means provision of our material needs, including money. Because money helps you to get your material needs. My wife and I flew from Kumasi. When I was going to the airport, I passed Jofel. A friend of mine took me there. Then we bought fufu, nice fufu, and I ate. But we paid money. So when I paid for the fufu, that money, it's God who gave the money. And my friend paid for it. So as we paid the money, you see, because my friend said, I will take you. So as he took me, it is actually the Lord who is using my friend to buy the fufu. So when my wife asked me after, will you eat? I said, I won't eat anything. But she didn't know I'm eating the fufu. I said, no, I won't eat anything. Then she said, today you are not eating. I said, yes, today I'm not eating. But you see, God had provided my fufu and my nice life suit. I ate quick at the airport. I came to sit at the terminal. And see if I, when my wife came, I said, hello. She said, I'm hungry. I said, I didn't say anything. But you see, God provided for me. We ask for food to eat, material. We need them every day. That's why you need money every day. May God put money in your pocket every day for your daily needs. Somebody shout amen. I said, may you receive money on a daily basis in Jesus' mighty name. Why? You are eating every day, so you need your daily bread. No more monthly bread. We are going for what? Daily bread. Push your neighbor, say, no more monthly salary. It's called daily money. Give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. Money that can buy food, whatever we need, every day. That's why Jesus fed the people with bread. John 6:5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come to him, he said unto Philip, from whence shall we buy money, bread, that these may eat? When he said, give us our daily bread, I said, what does it mean? Well, here he uses that same word, bread. Then he said, for the bread to come, we need money. He said, where can we buy money? He said, how can we buy bread? This he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip said unto him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Philip took a calculator. He made his calculations. He said, our salary, because of e-levy and inflation, it can't take us to the end of the month. But that is why you have a father. Whatever sought for, may God pay for it. Amen. I said, may God pay for it. Amen. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, there is a lad here which has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what are they amongst so many? Sometimes you look at your salary, you look at your light bill, your transportation, your school fees, your accommodation, your rent. When you are sick, even you can't fall sick, or if you fall sick, it will go out of the budget. He said, how can we solve this problem? But see, Jesus was going to provide for them because he's our Father. In verse 10, he said, make the men sit down. There was much grass in the place, and the men sat down in number, about 5,000. I don't know why when they are chairs, they say the women should sit down. Jesus said the men should sit and the women should stand. Verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and to the disciples, to them that were set down. You know, he just gave thanks to the Father. When you receive your pay is not sufficient, just lift it and give God thanks. That's why we are not generating miracles. This is how to command the bread from your Father. Not by complaining, but by giving thanks. Thanksgiving generates miracles. That's the spiritual blessing. Verse 12, when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. That's our Heavenly Father. Bread, we are talking about money and material provision. He is there to provide for us. That's why we must be praying. Don't look for a sugar daddy, don't look for a sugar mommy. You have a Father in heaven. His duty is to pay your school fees, pay your accommodation. Look at him instead of looking at men. That is our right as adopted children. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus unto himself, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us acceptable in the beloved. Brethren, may God give you wisdom to produce finances. May my God supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's why you must pray and ask the Lord.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that as our Father, God has made provision for our daily material needs. Therefore, we must ask for it daily. Tune in again tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear prophet, I ask you to pray for me concerning childbirth. By the grace of God, my wife has delivered twins. Waika shataka bo shataka barianda bo kabarianda ba de barianda barianda barialada la bariala la la.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.